in the news this week. Controversial sex ed charity Educate and Celebrate is accused of deceiving schools over Ofsted endorsement. A new survey suggests online pornography is fueling a rise in sexual assaults in schools. And Conservative MPs have urged the government to give more support to stay-at-home mums. Hello. Controversial sex education charity Educate and Celebrate has been accused of deceiving the public by claiming it has been endorsed by Ofsted. The organisation, which provides training for children and teachers, says parents do not need to be informed if their child exhibits gender confusion and has encouraged teachers and pupils to smash heteronormativity. The school inspectorate ordered the charity to remove references to Ofsted from its website, saying it does not endorse any resource provider. However, some of the 100-plus schools Educate and Celebrate has worked with still describe the organisation as Ofsted-endorsed. The Institute's Head of Education, John Denning, is with me now. Well, John, can you give us your take on this?
Well, it's helpful that Ofsted are saying this now, although in fact they've said similar things right back to the beginning of 2017. Ellie Barnes, who's the CEO of Educate and Celebrate, has explicitly told teachers their aim should be to politicise their pupils. And of course, if that happens in a school, the school is going to be in breach of the law. She's also encouraged teachers not to meaningfully consult with parents, which again in England is a legal requirement for the teaching of relationships and sex education. And sadly, it's still the case that it's claimed that Educate and Celebrate is a best practice programme recognised by the Department for Education. And really, the Department for Education now needs to make clear that they don't support this highly controversial approach in schools.
Well, thanks, John. Parliament must not attempt to dictate the Church of England's doctrine by pushing it to allow same-sex weddings, an MP has said. Andrew Salew, the Second Church Estates Commissioner, told the House of Commons it was undemocratic for parliamentarians to seek to remove the freedom of the Church of England to decide its own doctrine.
I would ask that members of this democratically elected House show the same respect to the democratically elected members of the General Synod. Directing the Church of England on doctrine is not the job of Parliament.
Ben Bradshaw, MP, admitted his motion has no chance of becoming law, claiming his preference would be for the C of E to make the change itself. But he attacked Conservative evangelicals in the Church of England for opposing same-sex marriage.
There has been sustained pressure from a vocal minority inside the Church against the very modest proposals on the table. Some Conservative provinces in the Global Anglican Communion have disowned the Archbishop of Canterbury, and a small number of homophobic parishes here have stopped paying their diocesan contributions in protest. There is a small minority in the Church of England who will never be reconciled to treating gay and lesbian people equally. They are holding the majority back.
The Christian Institute's director, Colin Hart, explains the upshot of Bradshaw's proposals.
As we know recently, there are a number of very pro same-sex marriage bishops who wanted the canon law to change, but there isn't the votes in the Church of England. They can't get it through, and so they have tried a different route by having some special prayer of blessing to be brought through. But in fact, the doctrine cannot be changed without the General Synod agreeing it. That's the theory, but this bill completely smashes that. It imposes law onto the Church of England as it bypasses the General Synod.
Schools are experiencing a rise in sexual assaults because children are watching online pornography. That's according to one head teacher whose school was part of research by the charity Dignify. It surveyed 4,000 teenagers across southwest Hertfordshire and found that 40% had watched porn, with the average age for first encountering it just 12 years old. Almost a third of children said they had received explicit images, over half of which were sent by a stranger. The anonymous headteacher said schools are picking up the pieces of the harm done by the porn industry. The correlation between sexual abuse and watching porn is very high. The majority of what they see is violent. And finally, the government should value mums who choose to stay at home to look after their children rather than go out to work, Conservative MPs have said. Former Cabinet member George Eustace and backbencher Miriam Cates questioned whether the budget announcement extending free childcare to encourage mothers back into work was family friendly. Speaking in Parliament, Mrs. Cates said, "It is heartbreaking when mothers feel they have no choice but to leave their babies in childcare from a very young age because of the financial imperative." The mother of three argued that the bond between mother and child is probably the strongest human relationship there is, adding, "There are many great people in the childcare sector, but no one replaces mummy." Mr. Eustace agreed, telling The Guardian, "Many women do want to spend those first few years with their child. It's a short period in life where they can perform that natural nurturing role. We shouldn't belittle it, we should value it." Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.